Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Following high-level talks with the President of Mexico Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the two countries are working toward better policing of the southern border. At the same time, a migrant caravan en route to the U.S. crossed into southern Mexico. Mike Garcia, a resident of Eagle Pass, Texas, and an advocate for immigrants, characterizes the situation as thousands have already entered the U.S. through the border town in the past week.
It's just overwhelming. And people need to understand that. This is not a problem that's just our problem because the folks aren't staying here. There are not enough resources for them. They're going to other places. It's everybody's problem.
According to reports on Tuesday, thousands of migrants from Central and South America entered the Mexican state of Chiapas, with some of them carrying a large banner that read, Exodus from Poverty. The Biden administration will send one last round of $250 million in military aid funding to Ukraine. The package includes air defense munitions and other aid defense systems components, ammunition for high mobility artillery rocket systems, anti-armor munitions, and more than 15 million rounds of ammo. President Biden urging Congress to approve more money for Ukraine in the future, but balancing that with border security issues remains a challenge in the U.S. House and Senate. What role did President Biden play in his son's non-cooperation with a congressional subpoena?
House Republicans are currently probing allegations that President Biden may have advised his son Hunter not to cooperate with their impeachment inquiry. Representatives James Comer and Jim Jordan are requesting documents from the White House to learn whether the president instructed his son to disregard a congressional subpoena for closed-door testimony earlier this month. Lawmakers assert that if the president was involved in Hunter's decision not to comply, it could constitute an impeachable offense.
Correspondent John Schaefer. This is USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
During the holiday season, individuals are acquiring the newest and most sought-after gifts, but regrettably, this also encompasses the unwelcome gift that includes the spread of COVID-19. According to the Center for Disease Control, two new variants of COVID, namely JN1 and HV1, are proliferating throughout the country, collectively contributing to over 60% of current COVID-19 infections. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he's tired of preaching about immigration taking over the city.
And so I don't have the real understanding of, I'm hoping that our national leaders understand that it come a real immigration reform, a decompression strategy, pick up the price tag of this issue.
He told reporters that he's been talking about it for months. He said most major cities that are dealing with this should not be. The federal government isn't doing their job. China says that it is banning a United States research company and two people who have reported extensively on claims of human rights abuses committed against several Muslim minority groups in the country. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning said the data analytics firm Karun, based in Los Angeles, and its director of investigations, Edmund Chu, would be barred from traveling to China. Human rights analyst Nicole Morgrit was also barred. And the sale of the Dallas Mavericks has been officially approved by the NBA. Mark Cuban transferred a controlling interest to casino mogul Miriam Adelson and her family. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
going on. It's Bill Martinez. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Our next guest, dear friend, I think we've known each other for well over 10 years, and I remember when I met him, he's a researcher's researcher. If you want to track Trevor Loudon down, you got to go to a library, and you might be able to catch up with him, because he's constantly doing the due diligence that today's media unfortunately is not doing, and that is, you know, vetting, double-checking, researching, making sure what people are saying is truthful. And this is why I always appreciate Trevor Loudon when he's here talking to us, because he brings all this background of research and information that's absolutely invaluable. And as we always say, you don't have to take our word for it, okay? You don't have to take anybody's word for it. And this is information for you that hopefully motivates you to say, okay, I need to own my own knowledge. So what do I need to do? Well, check it out for yourself. Do your own research and see if what we're saying is not true. The thing I got to tell you that exasperates me about my good friend, as well as I know Trevor Loudon, is he's accused of being not even a conspiratist. He's now regarded as a far-right conspiratist. I mean, it is amazing. I want to bring Trevor Loudon on now. Hey, Trevor, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
I'll tell you, it is such an honor to have you on. And I'm laughing because now they've identified you. I mean, before, when you were the only person on the planet that was vetting one junior senator by the name of Barack Obama, nobody else wanted to bother to look into his past to figure out, okay, what's this guy all about when he talks about the fundamental transformation of the country? What does he mean by that? What is his worldview? And what is he really telling us about that? But, you know, the media wasn't curious at all, but you did. You know, a lot of checking and vetting on, you know, then the junior senator from Illinois, Barack Obama. And I remember at that time I asked you, I go, wait a minute, you're from New Zealand. Why is somebody in New Zealand care about what's happening in America? And you told me pretty succinctly what motivated you to protect the interests of America, because it, in a sense, was tied to the interests of New Zealand, right?
Look, absolutely. Like, if America goes down, the whole Western world goes down. Yeah. None of us can stand against China and its allies. China owns half of New Zealand now. It owns a lot of our politicians, a lot of our infrastructure. The only thing keeping us to any degree safe at all is the fact that America still has a navy. America still is a threat to China. Mm-hmm. But if that ceases, we'll just become like a little South Pacific North Korea.
Well, what's happened in New Zealand and, you know, and what you pointed out early on, what was going on was that our elected officials were getting captured by the communist Chinese. They were doing their bidding. They still are doing their bidding. And more and more, especially with, you know, these current revelations coming out from whistleblowers and WhatsApp, you know, translations and that sort of thing, we're realizing that what some were calling a conspiracy before is, in fact, true.
Well, look, exactly. Look, if you were Xi Jinping and you wanted the president of China and you wanted to bring America down, which they openly state they do, would you want to get into a multi-billion dollar trade war, which you might lose, or would you want to get into a multi-trillion dollar shooting war before you are ready, or would you rather spend a couple of billion dollars buying up American congressmen and senators? There's no background checks in Congress. You know, two years ago, Trump's intelligence advisor Ratcliffe said the Chinese now own so many American congressmen, they can determine which legislation passes the Congress and which doesn't. It's not me saying that. That was Trump's intelligence advisor saying that.
Well, I know last year you shocked our audience. I think several people said that they ended up in the ditch after they heard you say this, that there were over 100 elected officials within our government that were signed, sealed, and delivered for the communists, right?
Yeah, well, look, I say there's about 100 in the House that are either Marxists or couldn't pass a background check to drive a school bus, and there's roughly 40 in the U.S. Senate. Wow. So, you know, that's a pretty big number. Do you think the Chinese would tolerate a couple of hundred pro-Americans in their parliament, or Putin would tolerate a couple of hundred pro-Americans in his Duma? They wouldn't do it because we are so open. There's no background checks in Congress at all. So the Chinese, the Cubans, the North Koreans can bribe or buy or co-opt our Congress members, and there's nobody to stop them, and they're doing it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, here we are days away from our 247th birthday on July the 4th, Trevor, and there was some decisions that came down from the Supreme Court, and it was interesting to observe who was so upset about it and their commentary about it. They were so detached, and we're talking, you know, congresswomen, senators, so detached from the Constitution that when the Supreme Court upheld the Constitution, they were losing their minds. I mean, that's quite telling. And the voters need to be aware of this and make sure that they take away the right information so that when it comes time for them to vote, that they do so at a higher level of intellect, right?
Yeah, look, they revealed that they are enemies of the Constitution. Mm. You know, they're saying, well, you know, the Supreme Court is now extremist and corrupt. It was all right when it was controlled by the left, and it was doing all sorts of extreme, crazy, anti-constitutional stuff. That was fine, but now that it's moving in the other direction, thankfully, they're upset about this. Mm-hmm. But like 68 congressmen last year voted against investigations into the influence of communist China in this country, and 86 voted against the resolution condemning socialism and communism. So that tells you right there in the House, right there, how many bad actors you have in the House.
You know, Trevor, we've talked about, like you said, these elected officials can't even pass a background check. I would dare to say, I mean, they're not reading the bills. I would say I could put them to the test that, you know, citizens who are naturalized, you know, the civics test that they take in order to be able to raise their hand and take the oath to, you know, defend this country, to participate in the country, defend the Constitution and that sort of thing. And I would dare to challenge these elected officials to see if they could do as well as these newly indoctrinated citizens who come into our country.
Well, that's right. That's why the first book you just saw had a picture of a senator saluting the flag with his fingers crossed behind his back.
Yes.
Because they take that oath all the time and they trash it every single day. It means nothing to them. They lie. Isn't that a shocking thing that politicians would lie? Well, we know that, but what we don't understand or haven't understood till now is that we have ideological Marxists in the Senate and the Congress. And they're not just after personal glory. They're not just after money. They want to socially transform this nation into a socialist communist state. Now, these are the people who grew up in the Vietnam War era supporting the Viet Cong, and then supporting Fidel Castro and the Nicaraguan Sandinistas. They're ideological Marxists. Now they're in their 60s or 70s, they're at the peak of their career. that they've never lost the revolutionary zeal of their youth. And this is their last chance to see a socialist revolution in America. And they are pushing and pushing all the way.
Unbelievable. I'll tell you what, Trevor, we got to go to a quick break. Let's pick it up on the other side. More from Trevor Loudon after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Despite hosting 17 million Christians nationwide, some regions of Cameroon remain steeped in traditional superstitions and false beliefs. Security injunctions have set heavy restrictions on church activities, and converts can be at great risk if they tell anyone about their new faith. To provide hope in the midst of persecution, the Tide Ministry recently launched powerful gospel radio broadcasts in Cameroon. The story of a local witch doctor who found Christ, burned his personal idols, and is now sharing the gospel in his community showcases the power of Christ in places desperate for his love. Hearing the good news in your own language can ignite the fire of Christ in a powerful way. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Trevor Loudon. He's an author, filmmaker, public speaker from New Zealand for more than 30 years. His research, the radical left, Marxists and terrorist movements and their covert influence on mainstream politics. No doubt they are well entrenched. I say no doubt. This isn't a conspiracy. He has proven it time and time again. And if nothing else, just look at their actions. You know, the Bible says you'll know them by their fruit. Well, look at what they're doing. Look at what they support. Look at what they vote on. Look at when they make a comment against the Constitution. And, you know, it makes me wonder, Trevor, as much consternation that remains since the 2020 election, that our elections are still not secure. Because I believe in the common sense of the American people. They're seeing this. I mean, you know, now the mainstream media is suggesting, well, you know, maybe the American people are waking up. No, they've been awake for a while, but they're astounded and losing faith in the government that they used to believe and count on. And to me, one of the keys that has been perpetrated upon the American people has been the ballot box. This has been so compromised. You know, for us to end up getting the kind of results and the kind of government that most of America says, even with current polling, they disagree with. We're on the wrong track. Bidenomics isn't working. But yet it's like the system is rigged. And we really don't have a fair shot at this unless we, the people, are real serious about making sure that our ballots count. Am I overstepping something here, Trevor?
No, you're not at all, Bill. Look, the ballot situation is extremely serious because it's doing two things. A, it's making people more extreme because they think if you can't win elections, what's left? What do we do? And it's also making some people drop out of the system, saying, well, you know, even when the ballots aren't being fixed, people are saying, well, it's all cheating. I don't care. It's not worth doing. But we've got to acknowledge this problem right up front. And see, the Republican Party is very remiss on this because they don't want to do it. So the Republicans know that the Democrats weaponize, and there will be some Republicans cheating too. The Republicans know, though, that the Democrats weaponized, they were selling guns to the Mexican cartels. Fast and furious. They weaponized the IRS against the Tea Party. That's publicly known. Mm-hmm. And then they weaponized the Justice Department and the FBI against a sitting president. That's treason.
Yes.
But they would never commit vote fraud. Oh, no, that's dishonest. People get real, you know. Like Newt Gingrich was saying, how come we didn't have a big red wave last time? I can't understand it. Well, Ron DeSantis got a red wave in Florida because he's done more to clamp down on vote fraud than any other state. But nobody else got a red wave because they allowed the vote fraud. It's very clear. It's not stupid.
Right.
You know, to think that these people who commit criminal acts, who are enemies of the Constitution, wouldn't fiddle with ballots is just beyond stupidity. That's ridiculous.
Well, it's like in the book, you cite Richard Blumenthal, for example. We're going to get into some of these senators here about the security risks senators that are in our government. But Richard Blumenthal was famous for saying falso in uno, falso in omnibus, which is amazing coming from him because, you know, he lied and tried to steal some valor during the Vietnam War, as you'll recall. So to me, he has no credibility because he's never really come back to address it and ask for some serious mea culpa for what he did. But our government is loaded with people like this that figure, oh, well, the people are going to forget and we'll just continue to move forward. But the fact of the matter is the people are not forgetting. This is why 60% now of the American people believe that there were shenanigans and there was voter fraud that took place. But you see, if you turn your head on it and just say, okay, I'm not going to pay attention, I'm not going to participate, well, then you got the government we have right now with Bidenomics, inflation, we're no longer energy independent, our national security is vulnerable right now. We're on the verge, we're probably closer than ever that we've been to a third world war, Trevor. I mean, these are perilous times right now, brought to you by the Democratic Party and Joe Biden and all these other compatriots of his that do not believe in the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah. Look, by the way, Richard Blumenthal also lied. He was caught headlining a Communist Party awards dinner in Connecticut. Mm. When that was publicized, he said, I didn't know it was a Communist Party event. It's their annual Communist Party awards dinner. Everybody on the left in Connecticut knows that.
Right.
But, you know, 3 years ago, we had great prosperity in this country. Putin was in his box, Xi was in his box, Rocket Boy had settled down, and Iran was too scared to move against the United States. What has changed? How much has changed? The prosperity is rapidly ebbing away. We've got war in Ukraine, about to get a war in the Middle East, possibly going to get a war in the Far East. Mm-hmm. We've got hundreds of Chinese military-age males coming across our borders every day, almost certainly Chinese special forces, waiting to commit sabotage events in America. Elections matter. Elections are a big, big deal. All those women who voted Democrat before the last election then saw their husbands lose their jobs.
Yes.
When Biden closed down the Keystone Pipeline, they would know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would they rather have? A few mean tweets and that $2 right. gallon gas and their husbands meaningfully employed? What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. It goes back to what we were saying earlier. I wrote a commentary last year, actually 2 years ago, and was who told you to hate Donald Trump? And when you got 95%, according to the Media Research Center, reporting negatively on the then sitting president, Donald Trump, well, what else were the people to think? You know, they just thought it was overwhelming. So you mix that in with, of course, the pandemic, COVID, and the Democrats just had their way with the system. And they took full advantage in order to gain power and control, which Lindsey Graham had said during the Gorsuch hearings, I hope you don't get it. Well, you have to do more than hope that they don't get it. You have to really fortify your boundaries and your principles in such a way so you don't allow this kind of scurrilous behavior to take place. But this has been going on, sadly, for decades. And this is why we find ourselves in the mess that we're in today. Right, Trevor?
Exactly. People didn't take it seriously enough. I've been warning about this communist revolution for 10 years, and have many other people.
Yes.
David Horowitz and many others. But Horowitz was a communist. He knew what the Democratic Party was doing. He tried to sound the alarm, as did many others. But Americans, you're living the freest, richest, most prosperous country the world has ever known. This could never change. It'll be okay. You know, we'll just keep enjoying our holidays. We'll keep on enjoying our restaurant meals. It's fine. Well, you know, the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is that good men do nothing. And too many good men and women did nothing for too darn long. And now we're at the point of we're so close to the point of no return, it's not funny. There is a real serious debate whether we'll even get to the 2024 election. You know, that's an option. So, which you never would have thought of, you know, before. Free speech was always taken for granted in this country. Even that is going by the way of the, you know, going the way of the dodo at the moment. So,
right.
Our last, we need God's help to get out of this. And God smiles on people who stand up in faith and courage and tell the darn truth, regardless of what it costs them. That's what we need now to save America.
Yeah, exactly, because you think about the foundings. I mean, here we are, like I said, a couple of days away from having celebrated our 247th birthday. You got to go back to your roots. You got to go back to first principles and realize how this country started, how the hand of God that was so evident that George Washington, our first president, repeated time and time again, but for the hand of divine providence, you know, we didn't have a chance, Trevor. America did not have a chance. But here we've left.
Fighting the world's greatest military empire with squirrel rifles.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But whose side was God on? Because, you know, the famous fog that came down on New York Harbor just at the right time to save George Washington's troops. There was many other providential events. Mm-hmm. You know, and George Washington getting down on his knees and praying just before and down at Valley Forge, then going on to take the British out at Yorktown. All of these things point to this as a providential nation.
Well, the situation we're in right now is we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We got more from Trevor Loudon right after this. Stay with us.
This report is sponsored by IBM. The climate crisis is one of our greatest challenges, and businesses play a significant role in minimizing environmental impact. According to a survey by the IBM Institute for Business Value, 86% of executives have a sustainability strategy in place, but only 35% have acted on it. With its ability to instantly analyze environmental data and optimize operations, generative AI can be a vital tool to turn sustainability aspirations into actions. In fact, 69% of organizations plan to increase their investment in generative AI for sustainability. Odeya Bosch, Global Sustainability Leader, IBM Consulting.
Data is the lifeblood of sustainability efforts, and generative AI can supercharge these efforts, making data operations better and more efficient, reducing costs, emissions, and waste, so organizations can reach both sustainability and financial goals.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
USA News Update. 2024 might bring you more money in your paycheck and out of the hands of the IRS. The IRS announced the higher limits for the federal income tax bracket and standard deductions in November. The IRS is shifting its tax brackets higher by about 5.4%, so more of your money goes into your pocket. The higher brackets could mean savings for millions of Americans in all income brackets. Couples that want to tie the knot on New Year's Eve are rushing to get a marriage license because the date is 12/31/23 or 123123. In Las Vegas, the city's made it very easy to get a license with a pop-up licensing bureau right at Harry Reid International Airport.
20% are international, so a large number of those people come through the airport. We see people coming in their wedding dresses, and we see them coming with their suitcases.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I promise you, we are going to be talking about Trevor's new book, Security Risk Senators. But because we open this up a little bit, Trevor, I do want to stay on this for just a moment. And that is the spiritual implications of what's happening with America today. God's hand has been on this country just like his hand has been on Israel. There's only been two nations in the history of the world where it's clear the hand of providence has been upon them. You talk about these miracles in time and time again, just like for the land of Israel and the children of Israel. You see these miracles that have occurred. They're undeniable. And here in America, the same way. And I ask by comparison, have you heard of any miracles coming out of, you know, communist countries or Marxists where suddenly they're putting their, you know, their knees to the floor and praying to Almighty God, asking for help? And all of a sudden, the tides of history are changed so dramatically that favor righteousness and wholeness and goodness. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
No, not recently. No, there are individual miracles that happen with individual people, but not on the big scale. Because this, you know, God loves freedom.
Yes.
God gives us freedom to love him or not love him, to follow him or not follow him. That is taken away in a communist country. God cannot bless a communist country. God can only bless a free country. That's God's natural, that's how we're meant to live. We're meant to live free and prosperous lives.
And we are designed, Trevor, as you say, we're designed to worship something. Either we will worship the legitimate, the real deal, or we're going to worship or honor something less than. And that, from the age of, you know, day one of humanity, that has been the challenge, has it not?
It has. So this battle we have with communism now, it's this is old as Adam and Eve, you know. This is the spirit of Cain and Abel. You know, the Abel spirit is independence, loyalty, dedication, commitment, faithfulness. The spirit of Cain is envy, jealousy, rebellion. That is the spirit of socialism and communism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the age-old battle we're facing now.
Exactly.
Cain is how we should be. Cain is the devil, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Abel is how God made us to be. As flawed as Abel was, he was still on the right side of things.
Exactly.
And Cain was on the devil's side of things. And that's the battle we're facing now. Mm-hmm. Socialism promotes jealousy and greed and anger and resentment and rebellion. That's the mark of Cain that we're fighting.
And death, I might add, because he did kill his brother. And the thing is also to note, there was a conversation between God and Cain. I mean, to demonstrate to you that even though Cain, you know, was a little messed up in his thinking, thought that he could worship God in his own manner, although God was really clear as to how you were going to worship him. And he was a little depressed because God didn't accept his less than best offering. And he said this to Cain. He didn't have to say this to Cain, but I think he said it to all his creation. And I think this screams through the millennia. His warning, his in a sense, it was an expression of love because it came with a clear, you know, prescription for you to live a good life. And he said to Cain, he says, if you do well, will it not go right for you? I mean, and that's what you're saying, Trevor, is that is what is before us today. We have a choice. We can choose good. We can choose evil. We can do that which, you know, produces righteous fruit. And there's a system for it that God has established, just like the Marxists and the socialists and the communists. Guess what? They have their infrastructure as well. And their infrastructure, when you look historically, I don't see any good fruit out of it. I see...
None.
You know, life, I see life being killed. I see, you know, things, people being injured. You know, there's all kinds of fraud. It's illegitimate. It is not the real deal. But when you look at the things of God, it is the legitimate. It is not the counterfeit, because what can communists do? You know, just like the devil, they don't create anything. All they do is, you know, twist the words around, try to reinvent things in such a way to make it seem like, but it's not good. And that's what, you know, is up to us, for we the people, to have discerning hearts, to know the difference between the counterfeit and the legitimate, right?
Yeah, look, the left are out there now promoting abortion, infanticide, euthanasia, open borders, drug use, and destructive behavior.
Pedophilia.
Yeah. All of that. Which is all anti-life. And so they're trying to find every vice that people have and make something of that. Get people jealous and stirred up. Well, I haven't got enough money. I'm persecuted, whatever. That is the left. It's all based on jealousy. If I haven't got enough, it's because you got too much.
That's right.
The Christian system, the godly system is, let's all work, let's all produce, let's help each other, let's lift each other up the ladder, let's work towards freedom and prosperity for everybody. That is the system, that's the American system, that is based on the Christian system.
Yeah.
And so these leftists want to destroy that because
they're
like Satan, they'd rather rule in hell than serve in heaven. That is the mentality.
And look at the history of this great country of ours, Trevor. How many people have we lifted out of poverty? How many nations have we run to save? I mean, without America in World War I, World War II, Western civilization is all but gone, isn't it?
Yeah, look, that's it. This country has lifted more people from poverty. It has saved more people from tyranny than any other. And this country is the most vilified country on the face of the earth. And its leaders, so that tells you something, isn't it? The spirit of jealousy is out there. But America has been the most benevolent country the world has ever seen. Like any person, it's not perfect, but it's a country mile ahead of anywhere else, which is why so many people want to come and live here.
Exactly.
So, even if they don't really appreciate the roots of the country. So we're at that tipping point. I believe we're at a tipping point. This country's either going to go down towards destruction or we're going to face up to the reality, we're going to take the necessary steps and set ourselves back on a course to even more freedom, even more prosperity, even more responsible leadership for the world that could go on for another 1,000 years. Who knows? I don't know which way it's going to go, but I do know it's not going to be the same. And after the next year or two, this next year or two is going to decide which way America goes.
I would agree. You know, Trevor, when you talk about the leadership, this sometimes what's been going on, you know, in terms of how America has been misrepresented by its leadership. You know, when you have Marxists and communists so infiltrating our government and going out and doing the shenanigans they're doing, what they're doing here domestically. I mean, what the FBI and CIA affected in 2020, what they've been doing to American citizens by keeping, you know, political prisoners locked up in jail without due process. This is stuff of third world countries. And guess what? We've had agents of our country that we have paid for, and they have done this to other people. And so what happens, it gets a bit confusing because the everyday American goes, I don't understand. Why you think we're so mean and diabolical? Well, it's because we've had agents who represent this country with the flag red, white, and blue, and they're going out and they're, you know, dismembering their governments and doing regime change and in our name. And this is where the American people have to understand how diabolical this is and the impact that it has, not just within the United States, because we're starting to see it ourselves. And that's why some of these countries are going, hey, now you know what it tastes like, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. You know, the U.S. State Department has been controlled by communists since the 1950s. And they have done everything they can to blacken America's name around the world, to work for regime changes where they weren't warranted, not work for regime changes when they were. But here's another example of this. You know, we knew that the January the 6th committee, you know, the witch hunt against Trump. Now, that was run by Benny Thompson from Mississippi, the old Democrat. Now, Benny Thompson, so he's the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, right?
Right.
Supposed to be guarding us. Benny Thompson used to support the Republic of New Africa. That was a Black Panther-type group, Marxist group, that killed more than 6 policemen.
Going to break. When we come back, we are going to talk about Trevor's book, Security Risk Senator. Stay with us.
China is flooding our country with illegal, disposable, flavored vapes marketed towards kids. Here's Fentanyl Fathers co-founder Greg Swan with a message for parents.
Reuters is reporting that a new breed of vapes from China has confounded regulators while offering flavors like blue cotton candy to attract America's youth, with the possibility that these products can be laced with deadly fentanyl. Enforcement agencies at the local, state, and federal levels need to get these illegal products off shelves.
Sponsored by Fentanyl Fathers.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Well, AP News has recently said that a song you're hearing from the January 6 prisoners is a whitewash of what they say happened. These prisoners who have been deprived of due process and have become political casualties of a deliberate and weaponized judicial system that no longer renders justice equally as under the law, but their own politically motivated justice. It's become obvious that our constitutional form of justice is being corrupted. And those who want to participate and support this form of justice are themselves adding to the corruption. And, as is the historical record, eventually the corruption spreads so pervasively that even those for the moment who seem protected become victims themselves. The brilliance of our Constitution is that it is based on fairness, justice for all, and due process. Compromise any of these foundational elements, and you've rendered our justice system corrupt and destructive. In the end, no one wins. Maybe time to send in the artificial intelligence clowns. With you, Bill Martinez here, along with Trevor Loudon, my good friend, author, filmmaker, public speaker from New Zealand, a researcher's researcher, as you've heard me say time and again. His latest book is titled 15 Subversive Lawmakers Expose Security Risk Senators, Part 1. So Part 1 tells you there's going to be many parts to come, especially, as you mentioned earlier, we've got about 40% of the Senate that is compromised. I mean, I don't know how. Imagine this. You're a card-carrying communist, but yet you raise your hand and take the vow to defend our country against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and to defend the Constitution at all costs, right? So how do you do that? Well, his book depicts it quite clearly, where you have, in this case, it's a gentleman who's raising his hand, assumed senator, raising his hand to the American flag with his other hand behind his back and his fingers crossed. There's just no more explaining about it. It's just that they're flat out lying to us, we the American people. And meanwhile, they were making $180,000 a year, plus all the other insider trading and everything else that they can get away with as they go into serving our country, supposedly, and barely able to, afford afford rent there in D.C. And then somehow they leave and they become gazillionaires. It just doesn't add up, Trevor.
No, it certainly doesn't. And, they get a modest salary by private sector standards, and they come out, worth several million dollars. And that goes back to what I said about Xi Jinping, mm-hmm. What's more effective, getting a war with America or spending a few billion dollars buying enough American senators to keep the borders open so your troops can come across to keep the regulations off Wall Street so it can continue to funnel money to the Communist Party of China, to keep the FBI away from the technical institutions so it can keep on stealing secrets, to keep the INS off your back so they can send all these Chinese spies over here as immigrants. That is what they are doing. Mm-hmm. They're buying our infrastructure, they're stealing our secrets, they're killing our kids with fentanyl, they're co-opting our senators and congressmen who could stop this and are making sure they don't stop it. Mm-hmm. That's why we're in the problem we're in.
Exactly. Well, in the book, you start off with Arizona, and we've got about 6 minutes or so. So we're going to have to go rapid fire. There's no way we're going to be able to get all 15, but this is why you need to get the hands on the book. And Trevor's done all the research for you. This will more than pique your interest. I mean, this is quite compelling. So let's talk about the security risks from Arizona.
Well, you got Mark Kelly, the former astronaut. Mm-hmm. You know, that guy met his wife, American wife, not in Arizona, in a Communist Party of China function conference in Beijing in 2002. He went back to those conferences for several years. He became involved in several major Chinese businesses. He was actually hawking Chinese products from outer space when he was an astronaut. He would ride on stage in China on a motorcycle with a big Chinese flag on the handlebars. He's done massive deals with China. He's also compromised by Iran as well. He's compromised working with an Iranian, pro-Iranian cell in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. So two enemies of America he's heavily, heavily involved in, and he sells himself as a moderate conservative Democrat.
Exactly. Kristen Sinema.
Well, Kristen Sinema is now the moderate. She's independent. She's Mitch McConnell's best friend. But she's still pushing DACA amnesty, which is a Communist Party program. Mm-hmm. She's been working with the Communist Party since 2002. She had communists on her staff. The communists helped get her elected. She followed Communist Party programs. She is best friends with Regina Romero, the communist mayor of Tucson, Arizona, who is also, as I said, is deeply in bed with the Communist Party. So now she's acting as a moderate Democrat, but she's still selling the Communist Party programs because Arizona is a red-leaning state, and it sells better if you pretend you're a moderate.
Yeah, exactly. California, Dianne Feinstein, who's hanging in there, and you've got some senators trying to hold the door open for her to get her out sooner than later.
Well, look, Dianne Feinstein started working with the Russian communists and the Yugoslavian communists in the 1950s while she was at Stanford University. She was in bed with the Russian Communist Party for many years as mayor of San Francisco. Then she switched her loyalties to the Chinese. She went to Shanghai, became good friends with the local Communist Party leader who became the chairman of the Chinese Communist Party. They used her connections to help get China into the World Trade Organization, which turned China from a fourth-rate power into a power that can now threaten this country. She had a Chinese spy in her office for 20 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
While she was serving as chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, when that was discovered, she said he was just my driver. He was her office manager. He was her highest paid staff member. He was getting Defense Department documents across his desk on a regular basis. The only thing that concerns me is why did they need a Chinese spy in her office when they already had Dianne Feinstein?
Exactly.
She is China's best friend in the U.S. Senate. Has been for decades.
Exactly. Well, we're talking about senators. I know your mind might want to go to a couple of congressmen, but right now the book is focused on senators. Hickenlooper at Colorado.
Well, Hickenlooper is the globalist. You know, he's been to the last six, I think, World Economic Forum events. He has also gone to Cuba for meetings that included meetings with one of Cuba's top spies. He has helped to bring the Cuban communists into Colorado. He's helped to bring a lot of globalist institutions into Colorado. He's also helped to bring Chinese influence operations into Colorado. He had a left-wing background as a young man, very hardcore left. but he portrayed himself as this moderate business owner. But he has worked to enable both the globalist and the communist left in Colorado through his entire career.
Trevor, how about Raphael Warnock?
Well, Raphael Warnock is a liberation theology Marxist, the senator from Georgia. He was a big he was taught by Calvin Butts, the Marxist pastor of the Abyssinian Baptist Church in New York. Mm-hmm. Calvin Butts is a man who once went on a rampage in Atlanta with Molotov cocktails, burned down a church, burned down some businessmen, and dragged white motorists out of their cars to beat them up. This is the man who trained Raphael Warnock. He has worked with communists and Marxists his entire career, and he was partially behind appointing Daniel Blackman, who I mentioned earlier, to head, a Marxist, to head the entire EPA for the whole of the U.S. Southeast. You know, Warnock is a complete Marxist.
Exactly. Hawaii, Maisie Hirono.
Yeah, well, she's from a Maoist background. The Hawaii was a big center in the 70s of pro-Chinese communism. You know, the young Maoist kids that love Mao Zedong, she was right in the middle of that with the League of Revolutionary Struggle, Line of March, etc. And she has continued to promote those Maoist pro-Chinese causes, these radical causes, the Black Lives Matter type of thing, which is Maoist, continued to promote those right through her entire career. So she comes out of the Maoist pro-Chinese camp.
You know, we're touching on some of the highlights from Trevor's new book, Security Risk Senators, 15 Subversive Lawmakers Exposed. Got about a minute left here, Trevor. Dick Durbin.
Well, Dick Durbin started out in a communist-controlled union. He works with pro-North Korean elements in Chicago, the Hana Center, etc., which supports North Korea. He's brought their people into the Senate. He also works with some very heavy Muslim radical leftist groups in the city as well. He's deeply in bed with the Communist Party, Democratic Socialists of America.
Well, Trevor Loudon, we got to leave it there. I think we gave people a good taste of your new book, Security Risk Senators.
Can I just tell people where they can order the book?
Exactly. Go ahead.
Well, go to trevorloudon.com. Loudon is L-O-U-D-O-N. You get signed copies. There's part one, there's part two, 30 senators profiled, and I've got a new book out too called House Un-Americans, which is part one of six, which will profile 100 currently serving U.S. Congress members. So that's trevorloudon.com.
Well, Trevor Loudon, I cannot thank you enough for coming on the show and exposing the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Ladies and gentlemen, Trevor Loudon. And, of course, this book will be also linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Thank you, Trevor, for being with us. For more information, as I say, check it out, BillMartinezLive.com. May God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. Go and be blessed beyond your imagination.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.